All right, do we have a super special Autoline Daily for you today? We are down here on the floor of the 2018 North American International Auto Show. We just found out the winners for Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year, and here they are. Drum roll, please. On the car side, Honda Accord. It beat out the Toyota Camry and the Kia Stinger. On the utility side, the Volvo XC60 beat out the Stelvio and the Honda Odyssey. And then on the truck side, the Lincoln Navigator beat out the Expedition and beat out the Colorado ZR2. So if you had those as your picks, pat yourself on the back. And we're here in the Mercedes booth because the new G-Class just got unveiled. And man, have I seen a lot of people around this thing. Styling's not a whole lot different, but you'd kind of expect that. I kind of equate it to like how the Wrangler is to the old Wrangler. It kind of had to have that classic look to the car. I think the biggest distinction you'll notice is the lighting signature in the front and the back. Big round LEDs up front, and the rear lights, they still look like the old ones, but it has a nice new LED signature to it. Under the hood, turbocharged 4-liter V8 engine putting out over 400 horsepower and 450 pound-feet of torque. You know this thing is still going to be amazing off-road. But you know what? Stay tuned. We've got even more coming.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
All right, we're back, and we're here kind of straddling both the Chevrolet and Ford booths. That's because we've got a couple of competing vehicles to talk about. And one of the first ones is the new 2019 Chevy Silverado. And there's actually a lot more new than you might think. It's bigger. The wheelbase has been extended by 4 inches. The hood's something like an inch higher, but yet it's 450 pounds lighter than the current model, and they did that with their mixed material strategy. The frame's 88 pounds lighter. Some trim levels will even have composite rear leaf springs, and those alone save 24 pounds apiece. There's going to be 8 trim levels in all. The floor of the bed is nearly 7 inches wider than the current one. The tailgates now power both up and down. Big news here, too, there's a new 3-liter inline 6-cylinder Duramax diesel that's coming out for the Silverado. And both the 5.3-liter and 6.2-liter engines have been reworked and now feature something called dynamic fuel management. It's kind of like cylinder deactivation, but kind of a step further. You can shut down anywhere from 1 to 7 cylinders, which is pretty amazing. There's a new 10-speed transmission for the truck, and aero has been improved by 7% as well. You know, one thing I kind of think about with the Silverado here and their talk about it being bigger, a lot of the times in our comments, I hear people talking about how big the Colorado is, and I kind of think maybe they want to make the Silverado a little bit bigger just to make that much more distinction between those two trucks. And you know what? We're talking about the Colorado, and we got Ford in the background here. They're coming out with the new Ranger. And here's some of the new details on the Ranger. It's based on the Ranger that's sold in the rest of the world, but it's been heavily re-engineered for the North American market. And that's going to include a fully boxed frame. It comes in 2-door super cab or 4-door super crew models, and it is built on one wheelbase. The engine is a 2.3-liter EcoBoost with direct injection. That gets mated to a 10-speed transmission. 4-wheel drive with a 2-speed active transfer case is available as well. And that Ranger is going to go on sale in the first quarter of 2019. A couple other quick Ford notes here. They talked about the hybrid F-150 that's coming out in 2020. And Jim Farley also hinted that they could bring back the Mach 1 name for the Mustang Hybrid. But that wraps up for this part. We'll be back in just a little bit. All right, earlier in the show, we told you who the winners were for Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year. But on our most recent Autoline this week, where they were talking about the finalists, and in particular the Stelvio here, they were talking about how important infotainment systems have become.
If I'm going to spend a lot of time in a car, I have to be able to operate it easily. And to me, infotainment has risen to the top of my list of criteria.
Yeah. And especially as we evaluate these vehicles, they're all so good. You
yes.
get down into the granular analysis of this is better than that. And so your point on the infotainment system is really important.
And you know, when people ask me, what car should I buy? You know, a lot of times I feel like they already have their mind made up, right? They're just looking for validation, right? But I always tell them, spend time in the car operating all the controls, because people don't do enough of that. They look at, you know, the styling, the color, you know, whether it has the right engine that they want, whatever. They drive it around the block and they're like, yeah, I can't wait to go home with my new car. You're going to hate it if you can't operate the system.
It's an excellent point, and it's something that some of those infotainment systems can sell vehicles in the dealership when you're sitting there in a static environment,
yes.
and the beautiful splash screen comes
yes.
up, and you're
yes.
like, wow, look at this.
Yeah.
If you're somebody that's a typical consumer and you've walked in, you've got a vehicle that's 6 or 7 years old, you may not have navigation
right.
in your car. You don't have that splash screen that comes up in the infotainment cluster. All that stuff is a gee whiz feature, but the reality is how does it operate in daily life? I would argue that if you are predisposed to wanting something like an Alfa Romeo, you're already a bit of a corner case to begin with. It's a heart, not a head purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people who are interested in that type of vehicle that want the sexy noise and the beautiful sheet metal and the kind of iconoclastic styling and image, they'll get that with this vehicle. But they'll also have to put up with a lot of the little niggles and potentially quality issues that have, you know, been the drawback to that brand for so long.
Well, maybe if you want a little bit more of why the winners won, you can check out the rest of that show on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. And obviously, with this background here, you know that we're at the North American International Auto Show. We're going to have coverage on our website and YouTube channel throughout the day, so check that out. But that is going to wrap up this special show of Autoline Daily. Thank you for joining us.